Are you looking for the safe space? Baby, go for the right space. Quest the podcast, we stay here, not just for the days. Obviously, all days, darling. Where are my asking, bitch? Come sit down here. Popcorn's diva, come sit there. Quest the podcast, just here for you. Get your hair, please, plug on it. We're going in this place, darling. So fucking LGBT, mama. Yes. It's Quest the podcast, baby. I'm going no further. It's the house of the homosexuals. This is Quest City Podcast, Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast. We are queer here. We're LGBT here.
Hi, guys. Yeah, what's up? It's Queer the first city podcast, Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast. And yeah, all are welcome to this episode. I'm so elated. I'm glad, really, so gleeful that I'm here this week on this episode. Guys, if this is your first time of listening in, this is Queer City Podcast. To everyone out there, it's Nigerian First LGBTIQ Lifestyle Podcast. Make sure you're following us on our Instagram page, also our Facebook page, all at Queer City Podcast. Darling, this week, we're here for the sauce, darling. We're really here for the sauce. I really want to talk about threesome. Threesome sex. Yay or nay? Yay or nay? We spoke about polyamory in our first season. So we're thinking about threesome here. Threesome, is it a thing? Yes or no? Okay, what threesome? Let's get... Do I have to corrupt you? Is that just corrupt? Y'all are corrupt beans. Oh my God, we're adults here. We're adults here. I believe everybody listening must have been 18 or you're just here for sex education. Yes, bitches. Oh my God. So, as I was saying, threesome, yeah or nay, is threesome a thing for you? Is it a thing up for consideration between couples, I mean partners? Is it a thing that's just a selfish interest? Is it a fetish? Or it's just you having fun? Threesome sex. Now, guys, before I continue, make sure you're following Adi on Twitter, at Adi Initiative on Twitter. ADINITIVE Ad Initiative on Twitter, and make sure you're visiting their website at adinitiative.com. Darling, anything, just go there. Just anything, just go there. We just concluded Mentally Aware, darling. It wasn't a very, very awesome program. Guys, I would make sure I drop excerpt from the program. If I could, I would try lay my hand on it. I would make sure I drop it on our next episode for people who missed out, you know, especially words from like person like BC, Alimi, Larry Burfield, Larry Bifield, Peter Cass. And, you know, you just get to hear, you have a feel of what the event was like. You know, it's strictly by invitation. Sorry, guys, for those who didn't get the tickets, you get invited next time. Just be on the lookout, you know, early bird registration. That's just early bird registration. Just, I've always said, tell your friend about Queer City. You know, what something happened about the last tickets at Mentally Aware. Most people who were just listening to Queer City for the first time were like, we really need this ticket. And I'm like, okay, now this is it. There are people whose notifications are on their app, and immediately every episode comes out, they've listened, and these people were the first person that came in for the ticket, and, you know, they won. That's why I would always tell you guys, make sure you subscribe anywhere you're listening from, Google Podcast, Podbean, wherever you're listening from, iTunes, wherever, please make sure your subscribe button is clicked so you get a notification every whenever any episode comes up. And if you're listening from your web, you're using the internet, the Chrome, whatever, just know that new episode comes out every Monday morning before 6 a.m. a new episode is up. Just make sure you're checking it out, you know, before everybody wake up. Woo! Did I just spill? Nah. But then, so guys, for this week's episode, we're saying threesome. Well, for me, I see threesome as adventure. It's an adventure. It's fun, you know, having two cakes. Guys, seriously, it's like you having to eat out of two plates at a time, right? And, you know, it's not gonna be like you're just facing one person, but then you've got options, and now you're not just having option. It's compulsory. You eat out of the whole plate, Oh my god, that's yummy, right? Cool and fun, right, guys? It's very fucking cool and fun. Yes. Oh my god, but then don't call me selfish. Don't call me selfish, because I've heard of people who are in a relationship and there are some nights where either of the partner will just want a threesome sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now it has to involve a kind of mutual understanding where both partners have to discuss about it. Like, you know what, we're bringing a stranger to our bed. Yes, whether the person is your friend or not, it's still a stranger in your relationship. You know, you're bringing a stranger to your bed and you're about to have a threesome with that person. Now this is it. It has to be a mutual understanding. It has to really be a mutual understanding between you both. And you don't, you have to be careful. That's one of the things. You know, in the pros and cons of threesome with partners, this is one thing. You need to be careful so as not to lose your own partner in the sex. Now, this is it. You know, the devil can think he's going to have you, and the stranger will be so, you know, sexually hot than your partner. Oh my god, did I just say that? Oh my god! Yes, the stranger might be more sexually hot than your partner. Now, be careful not to lose your partner. Don't get engrossed in the sex with the with the stranger and make your partner feel left out. That might cause trouble for your relationship. You might be seeking fun and just get to destroy your relationship. No, you don't want that. You guys just really want fun, just fun alone. Now, if you're having a threesome, make the partner know that this is a big time NSA. No strings attached. There is nothing. We just want to come have fun with you. And, you know, it might be transactional. Yes. It might be transactional for y'all who are in relationships. It might be transactional where the stranger coming to your bed has to be paid. I'm like, you know, dude, I will pay you like whatever you guys are paying. You know, you guys just discuss and it's transactional. So it has to remain NSA. No strings attached. No strings attached. You ain't going to tell me you're catching feelings after a threesome. No, bitch. No, it's not then. It does that. No. It's not done. No. You have to make sure your partner is not also catching the trips. No. Your partner also doesn't have to catch the trips, you know, because it can really, really ruin your relationship. But then it's so interesting that you guys get to, you know, have a set of new feeling, a set of new taste on your bed. Oh my god, am I teaching you guys how to be hoes? Oh my god. Well, I'm an educated fuckboy, I say that every time. So yes, guys. So whenever you're doing that, you have to make sure your partner ain't catching the thrills, else something else will go on behind you after the threesome. Can I get some hallelujah? Hallelujah. Yes. You know, another thing might just go on behind you after the threesome. You just get to see that your partner and stranger in quotes are, you know, having some shit, like some big time shit without you. And then in a couple of times, you see your partner is already losing interest in your own sex. You know, when it's time for you guys to have sex, you're just gonna look so boring and everything. Oh my god! You know, you don't want that kind of thing for your relationship. You don't want to lose your relationship. You don't want to lose your partner. You guys only try to add the sauce to it. Now, is that a gay or nay? Left to you, my dear. Now, for y'all without the rings. Oh my god. By the way, I got 3 rings. I owe nobody any explanation for these rings. Not at all. So, guys, for y'all without the rings, without any commitment, we want to have threesome. Number one thing when it comes to threesome is safe sex. That's a topic for another day. Safe sex. Now, you're having sex with 2 strangers or maybe 2 regular partners or a regular partner and a casual partner or 2 just casual partners. You don't, you know, do shit with them and just like once in a while. Or it might even be okay. Now, there was a day I was on Yellow Max. I was there chatting and I met this folk who was like telling me about someone else who's gonna get invited over. I'm like, okay, now how well do you know this person? I'm like, not really. I'm like, okay, no way. As much as that sounded more inviting, it sounded more legit and, you know, thing I want to really opt for. But then it said, no. If you're having a threesome with People, you don't know if you don't have a ring. My dear, safe sex is number one thing. I don't joke with safe sex. Make sure there's a condom and a water-based lubricant. My dear, condom. Hallelujah. I've heard crazy things in this community. Like people who use nylon. What the fuck? Who does that? Oh my dear, am I discussing safe sex? No. But then make sure you're using a condom. And you might just spice it up. Darling, you've got different flavors of condom. Banana, strawberry, vanilla, chocolate. Oh my God. And even condoms now come in different designs. My dear, just have the fun, but then be safe. Be safe. And then when it comes to your lubricants, oh, I've had all sorts of lubricants. I've had people use butter. I've had people who used icing sugar. I've had people who used shea butter. I've had people who used saliva. Oh, ew. Toss that, bitch. Ew. Now, this is it. If you all can't afford to get yourself a KY gel in tube, make sure you visit Adi. Adi will give you as much condom and lubricant as you need for safe sex. Now, back to the threesome. My dear, if you're going to have threesome, please make sure it's spiced up. Let me see. What's my widest threesome? I want a threesome with a partner and... Yes, and... Would I want a trans person on my bed? Yes. That would be awesome. That sounds so nice and awesome. Right? Yes, it is! Not a fetish. No, that's not a fetish. Just some wild thought. Like, okay, I would just look, you know, right? But then, my dear, if you're going to have a threesome, make sure it's well-planned. Have you guys had sex in a room with, you know, burning scented incense, my dear? Oh, have sex on a well-laid bed, roses, wine. Get high, darling. Get knocked out. Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. Alcohol is enough. And now, don't drink this too poor. Don't drink this too poor. Just have your fun, you know, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you're fine. And just have your night sex. But then, don't lose yourself out in threesome, my dear. Do not lose yourself out. It can be fun as it could be, and then it can be killing. Guys, gotta go on this little break. I love you all. Be back.
This is Quest City Podcast, Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast. We are queer here. We're LGBT here.
Yeah, guys, I'm back. Whoa. Thank you for staying back. It's still Quest City Podcast, right? Yeah. Now, if you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe. Guys, I'm still saying that. Make sure you subscribe and make sure you're following our social media pages, Facebook and Instagram at Quest City Podcast. Now, guys, as I was saying, threesome. Have you tried threesome with... Try threesome with ice cream and lollipop. Oh, my God. Did I just... What the hell am I saying? But then, darling, be adventurous. Have nice sex and wild on. Get a big lollipop, ice cream, preferably cold stone. Yes, my dear. The one with top hands, darling. It can just bless us all. Right, you know. Roll the ice cream. Now, this is the... I've heard of people who are boring sex. Now, this is it. To me, sex is so boring if the mouth ain't going down there. Can I hear some hallelujah? Hallelujah. Oh my God, did I just say that? Oh. Can I be less a hoe? I'm trying to be. But then, you know, just spice it up. I'm trying to be less a hoe here. Guys, have safe sex. Have safe sex, but then be adventurous as possible, as much as you can be when you're having a threesome. When you're having a threesome, it's a table of two different options, yourself and two other partners, and you guys are having just some wild thought fun. Hallelujah. Guys, I've got to go right away. Time up. See ya all next week. I love ya all.
Send me your location. Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through.
Bye, guys. Send